for the last 35 years in land management. It's just a, you know, just a Western kind of a new land management we approach, because the traditional background we had is, you know, we've been managers for our country for long time period before I was born. But also I was interested in seeing how we could, you know, use some of our knowledge to able to come up with some sort of programs or projects.
You started in this landscape 35 years ago. Tell me, where did land management all start for you? What was the, you know, beginning for Daniel Barbuk?
I think I was, you know, I wanted to see the land management area to able to open the door for young people and for our people to, you know, start participating in this natural resource management. You know, to see, I worked my way up because I was very, very interested. I want to see some changes need to happen for my people to able to, you know, step in. Education's another, in a big ways for us as well. So it got me, like, interested in doing natural resource management in one area, but also seeing that the carbon program is one of the areas where, you know, making our own money and putting that money for our employment and stuff like that. But I had a great career, you know, great career. You know. I think that in 35 years of my career in land management, I think I achieved something very important, not only myself, but, you know, every land and natural resource management in the government, and also believe that there is a room for indigenous people in land management. And I'm very grateful to that sort of government thinking about it and talking.
Was there something that happened that triggered this in you that made you think, hang on, Indigenous people need to be involved in the management of their country?
Well, as I drove around, or as I heard of many people about conservation, parks and wildlife, conservation commission in a territory, also I've looked in, you know, around Australia, hearing this between the, you know, land management activities. And I thought to myself, hang on, this is our home. Now, people, we want to be involved in it. So I started to, you know, I started from there, start digging that information and finding the ways of getting the indigenous ranger movements to the government, and talked, you know, I had a lot of visionary people, also elders wanted to see these programs happening. So I was a champion at all. I was a very champion in getting that information and setting up these indigenous ranger programs, just giving the rightful programs to the rightful people to be able to manage it. But combining with the Western knowledge and, you know, system that we need to work with.
At that time, had you heard of indigenous ranger groups? You know, were they around before you kind of developed them out in Arnhem Land?
There were rangers within a national park. There were rangers within a conservation commission. But that was owned by government. It's nothing coming from indigenous setting up their own indigenous ranger program. That wasn't there. That was made me really concerned about it as well. And I tried to look, that could be a way. There could be a space for us to come in and, you know, start talking to the government and give us a room so we can start participating in natural resource management.
Daniel Barbuk is our guest on the Country Hour today. He's recently been awarded with the Northern Territory Natural Resource Management's Lifetime Achievement Award. He is a legend when it comes to Indigenous Ranger programs here in the Territory. Dean, you went on to establish the Jelk Rangers out at Maningrida. You've also established Waterkin. Why did you think it was important for this work to be cemented in a program like the Ranger program?
I think it's great important for to making sure that the projects and programs giving your people an opportunity, a job, and finding a ways to deliver those jobs in the community with our people. With these fire programs, I was very, very interested, because when I was growing up, I was with my father's on the shoulder, and I asked a lot of questions about the importance of fires, and I could see the cloud, you know, distance away, there was a great smoke. Then we played little games, you know, setting up little games for hunting, you know, just practicing or, you know, training or whatever. There wasn't games. So I took on from there because I thought this fire program need to be, the story need to be told, you know, wider people, indigenous people and non-indigenous people. We need to make our friends, our families, our indigenous companies and also Western people that we work with, non-indigenous people, make them aware that this fire is one of the answers to our employment and bringing that fire in reality rather than people having a scary thoughts. And now I think people are aware that they need to have a better fire management, and that fire management came from developed by indigenous people, and I was part of it, and getting fire projects happen.
And not only were you there for the start of these programs, it was actually you that initiated them and made sure that indigenous communities in Arnhem were securing carbon credits to generate income from these things.
That's the answer we found out, and now there's an opportunity for across Northern Australia, indigenous people. Now, some 35 ranges now doing carbon programs in a different community in Northern Australia.
You spoke about finding the balance between using traditional knowledge and science and Western knowledge and science. Do you think that there is a balance that's been established?
I think there's a true balance. There is a true balance at the moment with the government and with indigenous people, you know, working along together and, you know, sharing those knowledge and sharing the resources as well. I think that's a really powerful thoughts and, you know, thinking that, you know, our government are carefully looking at our range of fire programs across Northern Australia. But it is a powerful thought, powerful thinking. People are very, very keen and happy. At least, you know, we created our own visions and, you know, creating our own dollars to put our money back to for our people for employment.